Today, drowning in debt. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The World Bank just released a chilling report, Global Waves of Debt, which presents the first in-depth analysis of the similarities and differences of the post-1970 waves of debt accumulation. They warn the largest and fastest rise in global debt in half a century could lead to another financial crisis as the world economy slows. The report looks at more than 500 individual episodes of government and private debt surges that have occurred in 100 emerging and developing economies over the past five decades, and shows that roughly half of these debt surges ended in a financial crisis. The report said that total debt in developed countries remains near the record levels reached in the aftermath of the global financial crisis at around 265% of GDP in 2018, or $130 trillion. While government debt has risen to a high of 104% of GDP, or $50 trillion, private sector debt has fallen slightly amid deleveraging in some sectors in some countries. Total debt has fallen since 2010 in two-fifths of advanced economies, the report said. But of course, in Australia, it is private debt that continues to boom, stoked by large mortgages, even as the government seeks to balance the budget. And the report warns that emerging and developing economies already have more vulnerability on a variety of fronts than they had ahead of the last crisis. 75% of them now have budget deficits. Their foreign currency denominated corporate debt is significantly higher, and their current account deficits are four times as large as they were back in 2007. Under these circumstances, a sudden rise in risk premiums could precipitate a financial crisis, as happened many times in the past, the report said. And they say that waves of debt accumulation have been a recurrent feature of the global economy over the past 50 years. In emerging and developing countries, there have been four major debt waves since 1970. The first three waves ended in financial crisis: the Latin American debt crisis of the 1980s, the Asian financial crisis of the late 1990s, and the global financial crisis of 2007 to 2009. And a fourth wave of debt began in 2010, and debt has reached a $55 trillion level in 2018, making it the largest, broadest, and fastest growing of the four. The bank said during the fourth wave from 2010 to 2018, the debt-to-GDP ratio of developing countries has risen by more than half to 168%. And that was a faster increase on an annual basis than during the Latin American debt crisis. China accounted for the bulk of the increase, with its debt-to-GDP ratio rising by nearly three-quarters to 255% since 2010, and now totaling more than $20 trillion. And the report said that the latest wave of debt was more challenging than the previous three waves because of the build-up of both private and public debt, new types of creditors, including foreign investors, and the big rise in borrowing, which was global and not limited to one or two regions. This amplifies the risks if there is another global financial crisis. And poorer countries have also increasingly borrowed from non-traditional lenders such as China, which offer less favourable loan conditions, including higher interest rates and required stakes in projects as collateral. And the World Bank president warned, "The size, speed and breadth of the latest debt wave should concern us all. It underscores why debt management and transparency need to be top priorities for policymakers so that they can increase growth and investment and ensure that the debt they take on contributes to better development outcomes for the people." Whilst low interest rates globally reduce the risk of a crisis for the time being, the dangers are building up. And history shows that large debt surges often coincide with financial crises in developing countries at great cost to the population. And the study identifies several concrete steps that policymakers can take to lower the probability and severity of a crisis. Better debt management can help them lower borrowing costs and improve debt sustainability. Greater debt transparency by governments as well as creditors can make it easier to identify and remedy the biggest risks. And by removing uncertainty, it can also help speed up investment flows. Pursuing alternatives to public debt accumulation can also help. Government should encourage private sector investment and work to expand the tax base in ways that encourage growth, the report says. So there you have it, another important warning about the debt bomb. It continues to grow, it continues to tick, and it will lead to issues later, like it or not. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.